97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
Carl, that actually works for my first two stories. How'd we figure this out?
You're welcome.
Multi-Grammy award-winning artist Kendrick Lamar will be performing at this year's Super Bowl halftime show at the Caesars Superdome in New Orleans. Rock Nation, Apple Music, and the NFL announced this on Sunday that the rap star would take the stage during the season's championship game, which will air on Fox.
Now, is she going to sing with him?
I was going to say, there's going to be some people who come out as a surprise. Like last year, it was Alicia Keys, right? She played the piano and sang.
But he was part of the whole, like, when Eminem and Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
50 years of hip-hop.
Right, so maybe some of those guys will come out with him.
I don't know. I feel like the halftime performances had gone downhill. I feel like last year was a little bit better, but hopefully this one's... I think that'll be a good show.
And continuing on with bad blood, there appears to be no bad blood between Taylor Swift and Brittany Mahomes as they were seen enjoying the 2024 U.S. Open together on September 8th with Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. This public appearance follows rumors of a feud sparked by their decision to watch the Kansas City Chiefs season opener in separate suites, despite usually sitting together at past games. However, their recent outing suggests they remain on good terms. Actually, I think this has to do with the Brittany Holmes, Donald Trump thing.
You know what's interesting? When the NFL schedule came out, it was very clear that certain games were scheduled at certain Sundays
so
or
she
Monday.
Could be there.
Yes.
Oh, I believe
really?
That.
For example, yes.
That is how big of a deal it is for the NFL to have her there. Yeah.
The Buffalo Bills, my team, host the Chiefs on November 17th. Guess where Taylor Swift is that weekend? Toronto.
Wow.
Oh,
not a mistake.
Gosh.
Not a coincidence.
Are the Chiefs playing Miami the weekend of October 20th?
Well, here's the thing. Like, let's say there's men who don't care about football. They don't like the NFL. Well, their teen daughters are obsessed with Taylor, and so they want their dad to watch. So they're creating more fans just by having her on there.
Well, last week, the promo for the 30-second promo of the opening game between the Chiefs and the Ravens had five shots of her in it.
Yeah, I believe it.
Patrick.
Sigh.
I'm there with you.
Pat Sajak is taking home a shiny keepsake to remember his final season of host of Wheel of Fortune. Sajak, who retired as the host of the long-running ABC game show June.
Seacrest starts today.
Over 40 years. He won an Emmy for Outstanding Host for the game show during the Creative Art Emmy ceremony on Saturday. The real Emmys are going to take place on September 15th, so you got about a week.
It's still a real Emmy.
No one watches this.
Are there any shows that Ryan Seacrest doesn't host?
I was going to say, but didn't he just start?
Is there anything left?
That's probably coming. What was the other show I feel like that he just started? Was it not Wheel of Fortune? Who's hosting Wheel of Fortune now?
He is.
Ryan Seacrest. Okay.
It starts today.
Wow. Wait, no. You're talking about... Oh, my gosh.
Pat Sajak just retired.
You can tell that I clearly did not get a lot of sleep last night. I was saying that as I walked in this morning. In my mind, you're saying Wheel of Fortune. I'm hearing Jeopardy. Don't ask me. All right.
Thanks for listening.
I will drink my coffee mug. I have my coffee mug in my hand,
in
and I'm taking a sip right now.
I feel good that you listened to me, Kim. Thanks.
Thanks, Fred.
Angel Reese rookie season with the Chicago Sky has ended earlier than expected due to a wrist injury sustained during the game.
Oh, no.
Despite missing the final six seasons, Reese has set the WNBA record for the most rebounds in a single season by any player with 446 rebounds. This basically, I think, is going to wrap it up for Caitlin Clark for Rookie of the Year, though.
Wow.
I hope so.
We'll see.
I don't know. I think she was already going to edge out Angel Reese.
I think so, too. But
now Angel's going to blame it on this, though. Well, I couldn't because I was out.
But you know what? Fine.
Yeah. I don't think she will.
Whatever.
She'll still come in second.
Caitlin for MVP.
Get more at 971talk.com.